Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
It's a very good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, TC, and good morning to all our listeners. And an especially good morning to a group of friends who are down at the caravan park led by Elaine and Tommy, Celine and Brady, and we did catch up with Barry and Maggie yesterday afternoon. I hope they're going to have a great day. The weather's looking fantastic outside.
It's a very nice caravan park there at Euroa.
It's magic. They've done a fantastic job there since we've been there. A fantastic job.
Great. What have you got for us today, Roman?
Well, today I'm going to be talking about country western singer Tammy Wynette. She was born in Tremont, Mississippi, as Virginia Wynette Pugh, P-U-G-H, on May the 5th, 1942. Sadly for her, her dad died with a brain tumour when she was just 9 months old. He was a bit of a musician and left her a whole bunch of musical instruments, which she eventually taught herself. She was a star basketball player at school. She married just a few months before her 18th birthday, and by the time she was 20, she'd already had two children. Her husband left her after her third child, who sadly had spinal meningitis. In a funny little twist of fate, years later, she signed an autograph for him at one of her concerts, and the words she signed were "Dream on, baby," because they were the last words he said to her when he left. So there's a little bit of payback there. She took no notice of him and went to Nashville. And in 1965, she signed with Epic Records in Nashville. They changed her name to Tammy because she wore her hair a little bit like Tammy in the films of the time. Her first top 10 song ended up being a song called "Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad," and it ended up at number 3 in 1966, so she was off and running. She had her first number one hit with a guy called David Houston in a terrific song called "My Elusive Dreams" in 1967. The same year, away she went, "I Don't Want to Play House" won her the Grammy Award for Best Female Vocal Performance. And in 1968, "Stand By Your Man," one of five number one hits for her, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, was another one we know in Australia. The song "Stand By Your Man" was quite controversial at the time, Terry, because the female activist didn't like some of the words in the song. We won't go down that path. Early 1970s, she had a series of country and western hits. No major successes in Australia. She was huge, though, in the USA and Canada. And in 1968, 69 and 70, she again won the Best Female Vocal Performance of the Year. And it took a terrific singer, Reba McEntire, some years later to break that record. Around about time, she began duets with a guy called George Jones, who had a big hit song at the time, "He Stopped Loving Her Today." And she started a couple of duets with him. She divorced her second husband and actually married George Jones. Unfortunately, the marriage in heaven, because she was number one and he was number one, the marriage only lasted 6 years because of his alcoholism problems. Which he later defeated, thankfully, but unfortunately after they divorced. Over the next few years, some more country number one singles, 1976, "You and Me," and she also had a number one hit with her ex-husband, George Jones, called "Near You." So they obviously remained friends, which is great. All told, Tammy's had 20 number one country hits, 16 on her own, 3 with George Jones, and that one song with David Houston. In 1981, they made a film about her life called "Stand By Your Man," and Annette O'Toole played her in the film. And 20 years later, Annette O'Toole became the mother of Clark Kent in the TV series Smallville in 2001. I think that was around about then. By the 1980s, unfortunately, she faded a little bit from world renown, but Sometimes We Touch with Mark Ray, 1985, ended up at number 6, and she was kind of back a bit. And then more trouble. 1988, she had to file for bankruptcy due to a Florida shopping center that she was investing in had failed. Collaborations with Loretta Lynn, Emmy Lou Harris, and Dolly Parton, that type of person, sort of got her back on her feet a bit. In 1991, she really changed her style a little bit somehow. She joined a British group called the KLF, whose name was also Jams, had a couple of names, and they had a hit with a song called Justified and Ancient, Stand by the Jams. And I've never heard of this group. I looked them up before. Number one in 18 countries, this particular song. So she got a brand new bunch of people who learnt about Tammy Wynette, who'd never heard of her probably back, you know, considering the sort of music the band played. They're called an electronics hip-hop band. You know what that means, Terry?
Yeah, I think so. I love what my children listen to.
Right, you know, poor old Roman doesn't. It's just some words on a piece of paper. 1993 album with Loretta Lynn, and as I said, Dolly Parton, that helped her come back a bit. She also started to sell her own line of jewellery as well. So now her personal life, Terry, she married 5 times with 4 children, all girls. She had 25 major surgeries, and like we'll start with hysterectomy, gallbladder, throat, bile duct, kidney. This poor woman just had so much pain in her life and gave so much joy to so many people. And unfortunately, she died just a month before her 56th birthday at home in her sleep of a blood clot in her lung, as diagnosed by her doctor. However, this poor woman, even in death, she wasn't left alone as far as her body, because her children didn't believe that diagnosis, had her body exhumed, and a deep analysis suggested it was more like cardiac arrhythmia that she died from. It's unbelievable, this poor woman. A really, really tough woman, many physical problems, as I mentioned, and personal problems, but an absolute country and western legend. Well worth listening to her song that we're going to be playing today, Terry, which is?
Stand By Your Man. And I've just had a look at the lyrics while you've been talking. And, yeah, like, I don't think they're too anti-feminist, so.
Yeah, well, there were sort of, you know, forgive your man for every wrong he does type of, you know, thing in the song, which is, well, I mean.
Might be going a little bit far these days.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, no, brilliant song. If we could hear that one, I think it's one of her best. I also like the other one, of course, with David Houston, but I think we'll go with Stand By Your Man. We'll catch you on
Indeed
Wednesday.
Indeed we will. Thank you, Roman.
Bye all.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.